Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah Grandinetti, and I'm here on the Power of Being You podcast. Today, I have a very special guest. Her name is Marie Sandrine Salvi. She is from France, and she is an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator for the past 3 years. She also facilitates Being You Certified Facilitator classes, Talk to the Entity classes, and she was a co-creator of a class called The True Lady. Marie Sandrine's hobbies include traveling and experiencing the beauty of the planet. Along her journeys of in traveling, she also loves to do food discovery, finding the greatest places to eat wherever she goes. And she recently, just for fun, became a yoga instructor. And you say, Marie Sandrine, that that's because you love to be connected to your body. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes. Hello, everyone. I'm happy to be here. So yes, for me, it was very new to listen to my body. And it's like one morning I wake up and I would like to have a new adventure. And I would like also to learn more English. So I go to internet. I see I can be a yoga teacher in 6 weeks. So I go to Australia and did this training and just improve my English and begin to add a new adventure on my list, an adventure around the world, and also discover what is fun for me to be with my present with my body. And also it was very new for me to listen to my body. So I really enjoy this experience of of this training to be present and make what make my body happy finally.
Well, what I love when you told me that was that you did it just for fun. So a lot of us stopped creating just for fun and started to create towards what our targets were when we were young, what was going to make the most money, what was going to, you know, check the box of success in our life. And for you to travel all the way to Australia to get a yoga license and do this training for fun, that is, for some people, their career path, and you chose it just for fun. Can you tell me about creating for fun?
The thing, it was very new for me because just after school, I truly was so serious and go in business and have a career and work in the a big society, international, society, yes. With many rules, etc. So I spent 10 years in this kind of box. And finally, when I arrived at this target, I have to have this job, I said, just I'm not truly happy. I don't want to have a life like that, even if I had a house and I have money, etc. So I begin to truly ask a question about what could be fun for me. And it's like I go in my teenage years, around 30 year old. And because before I just want to have the perfect life have success in, as people said, if you have that, you have success or you will be happy. But finally, I never asked me question, what truly make me happy? And as this choice, just wake up and say, oh, what's about being a yoga teacher?
I love that. And so where did you start to ask questions about having more joy and fun in your life? What brought that on?
It was, in fact, I always travel a lot and I went to New Caledonia and I truly enjoyed this place. The nature was so beautiful and it's like that wake up something inside of me. And I just had this question about work in New Caledonia, because people speak French too. So I have an opportunity and I have to leave everything in 3 months. And I did it because I have this call of this adventure could be more joyful than everything I built during all these years. And this irrational choice open different door as Access Consciousness I never hear before.
And tell me a little bit about Access Consciousness. How did you find Access and tell me what it opened up in your life?
So when I arrived in New Caledonia, I just look around like shop, etc. And I see something about like a session where you can let it go and be just zen and be take time for you. And it was really what I looking for. So I did this session, Access Bars. And after this session, I was so good with my body and clear about things I would like to invite in my life. And I just asked, is it possible to learn to do this practice, even if I never doing anything with body, etc.? And I learned, it was in one day, I can learn this this practice. And during this day, this one day Access Bar class, I discover all these tools to truly be present about what is true for you and how you can be happy with everything happen in your life. And I said, "Wow, this approach is truly what I looking for since all this year." So I become to be curious about Access Consciousness, and I never stopped to open more doors.
That's amazing. Can you tell me your favorite tool from that first class? Like for our listeners who may be searching too and haven't walked by a sign that's inviting them to do an Access Bar session, what gift can you give them from that first class that really sparked your interest in going further with learning more tools?
So for me, it was truly to stop to be in my mind. So stop thinking. When you receive an Access Bar session, you stop thinking. You just like as a meditation, but you don't doing meditation. You have a practitioner just doing something in your head and you are just relaxed. So for me, it was a space truly I enjoyed. And also the tool speak a lot to me is just you have to ask questions to have awareness and not have to think all the time to have a response. And when I hear that, I said, it's impossible to me to stop to think because I think a lot about how I have to do things and about the future and don't made the wrong choice, etc. And for me, it was really a freedom to stop to try to have good answer, but just be in question and let it go all this computation finally. And in this space, I can have clarity about what could be easy to choose and without made force in that.
So what questions thank you for sharing that. And what questions did you start to ask that seemed to start to change the trajectory of where you were headed for your life?
It's just, I have this thing about what will be my life? If I stay what I'm doing here, and I was so sad when I think about my future, if I don't change anything, and it was just not what I would like to create. So, and in the other side, I have no idea about what could happen, but it was so exciting, like this adventure I never chose before. So I just have this like call. To choose something different. Yes, the curiosity about what that can create, even if I had no idea at this time.
If someone came and told you what your life is now back then, would you have believed them? Would you have, does your life look anything like you had projected and thought it would?
No, at all. And people know me since many years. They are just impressed by all things I changed in my life as I are less in control. I have less stress. I smile a lot. And before I don't smile very, very often because I always hide my joy or I don't know, there is something about this smile I never put in my face, and now it's just always here, and not for a good reason, just because I'm happy and I have no good reason to be happy. I'm just, I'm more congruent with myself, even if before I didn't know what I am I was, you know?
Mm-hmm. So you facilitate classes out of that are from the book Being You Changing the World by Dr. Dane here.
Yes.
And I just am curious if someone who was listening to this podcast heard you say, I'm happy for no good reason. I'm happy just because I'm happy. And they're like, what is that? How do I get it? What else is possible to create that for my life? How would you talk to them about what's possible? How would you invite them to create a change or to look for something different? Like, what is your first step or one tip that you can give somebody who's listening and doesn't know how you might have gotten there?
So I could say you have to stop to try to be perfect and to have the perfect life, because when you do that, you always judge yourself. And when you judge yourself, you are not in your joy. So when you are just grateful, just happy about just being alive, and you look everything around you, whatever it is, like sometimes morning, I just press my orange juice, my body is happy, I'm happy. And yes, I'm grateful for this moment. I choose to buy my orange, to press my orange, and to take time for that. So this is with all little things, we can bring this happiness rather than to look what is the problem or what are the problem, because we can focus on problem or we can focus for about choice we can make to make us happy in different way.
And so prior to having this bar session and starting to like go on this totally different journey, were you happy when you were pressing your oranges in the morning?
I didn't was present like I am now. It's like before I was like, a robot. I did things, I have to do that, I have to do that. I didn't ask questions. I didn't truly be present and enjoy each moment. I was always project the next hour, the next day, the next month. About, I was full of things in my head. So yes, no, I can press my orange and things with about different things. So yes, the difference was just to enjoy more my life, whatever I do. And when I choose something, is not to do the perfect thing or the good thing, it's just, is it freezing when I think about that? Okay, I do this.
And what do you get? Thank you for that. What do you get is hold on a second. This will be where we'll cut out. because what I want to, let me get the question. The title of our podcast is The Power of Being You. And a lot of people don't get that being them is a potency. Being them is where we can actually create change in our lives and contribute to greater to others. So I'm curious, if you were to write the tagline for this show about the power of being you, what would you put in the description?
If I understand well, you mean a sentence to describe the power of being you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be a sentence, but...
Yes.
It's you were right, the description.
Yes, it's just stop thinking about what you have to be and do, and just ask this question, what will be fun for me today, and what can I choose to... who can make me truly happy. And if you have no point of view about what that can be, and even if you have an idea and you have your mind come and say, no, you can do that, or no, it's too late, or no, it's not serious, etc. Don't listen to this kind of voice about perfection things, and just listen to you. Because we are the person no more than anyone what can make us happy. So we have to listen to ourselves and truly have this courage and be as different as we are and choose that.
Thank you so much for being our guest on the Power of Being You podcast. I am so grateful for you. And I actually have some of my own takeaways from this chat. And I look forward to speaking to you again. Can you tell people where they can find more out about what you're creating?
Thank you. Yes, I have a website. It's www.mariesandrineselvet.com. Thank you. It was amazing to share all of that.
Thank you, Marie-Sandrine. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Sarah.